Hey everybody, this is me, Alex. Welcome to the 5,000 subscriber bonus Q&A celebration audio. Yay! I still just like can't really, I have a hard time like really taking in the fact that there's 5,000 people following me on YouTube and these like videos or well audios that I make. It's crazy. Like, it's really genuinely crazy. It's not something that I ever expected. It's not something that I was trying to accomplish. It's just it kind of happened. It snowballed. And now here we are. Like I said, I wanted to do a special bonus little audio for you guys because one, it's about time that we did a little Q&A, and two, because I want to thank you somehow, like, and I know that, you know, probably just continuing to make audios would be the best way to thank you, but, you know, I wanted to do something a little more, just because, yeah, I appreciate it so much. I appreciate every single one of you. I appreciate every like, every comment, every subscribe. Like, it's just, it's every single time. It makes me feel good. And so, I can't thank you guys enough for that. So before we get started, just a couple of notes. I'm not in my normal recording space. And that's because I knew this audio was probably going to be a little bit longer than usual, and I also wanted to have my coffee right next to me, and I wanted to have my computer nearby so that I can read all of the questions that I got from you. So yes, you're gonna hear a bunch of, you know, random noises from the room I'm in. I'm also, you can probably hear it right now. I'm near a window and there's a lot of birds in the morning where I live, so I'm sorry. You're just gonna hear a lot of like blue jays and crows and doves doing their little bird songs, so sorry about that. But okay, anyway, let's get this started. Okay, so question one, and these are all kind of random. There's not like a number one or whatever. There's just random of all the ones that were submitted. Question one, what is your favorite food? Honestly, Thai food. I think like whenever I have the urge to get takeout, it's always Thai food. It's always like I want a papaya salad. Which if you guys know what that is, it's like the most amazing, I don't know what to call it, just like spicy dinner salad you could get. It's like just shaved pieces of papaya with lime juice and really spicy Thai chili peppers and peanuts and dried shrimp and tomatoes and green beans. It's, I don't know why. It's just probably one of my favorite dishes of all time. So yeah, I'm going to go with Thai food on that one. Okay. Next. What is your favorite pieces of media, be it a game, movie, book, whatever? Okay, this one's going to be really hard for me to answer because I do consume a ton of media. I read a lot, like a lot in my free time. And, I do game, a bit. I'm probably, I don't know. I mean, I have like a PlayStation 5 and I have an Xbox One and I have like, you know, the Wii or not the Wii, God, the Switch. I have all of those things and I do play casually. But I'm not like a super serious gamer. In terms of favorite games though, Skyrim, hands down, which is just like, it's just one of those games I can just pick up at any moment and just like get right back into it, just get like super obsessed with it again. So yeah, I love that game. Elden Ring, I have to say, I really, really love, which I was not expecting because I before it came out, I had never played, like, Demon's Souls or Bloodborne or, like, any of those. And I have friends who were like, oh my god, do not play Elden Ring. Like, it's going to be way too hard because you've never played this type of game before. And I was like, oh, I know, but, like, it looks so cool. Like, I love... The game, like, looks and feels like a Renaissance painting to me. And I love that so much. Yeah, now I'm on, like, New Game Plus, I think, like, 3. Yeah, I freaking love that game so much. Movie, god, okay. So I also am, like, a huge movie buff. This one's gonna be super hard. If we're talking, like, I do watch a lot of kind of, like, I don't know what to call them, art house, independent films. Like, there's a really great theater near where I live that has a bunch of, plays a bunch of older films, smaller films, whatever. And so I do have a lot of favorites in that kind of sphere. But if we're talking, like, mainstream films, I'm gonna give 3. Okay. And this is, like, favorites of all time. Like, these are also movies that I can just put on at any moment and I'm happy. Moulin Rouge. The first Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. The one from, I think it's, like, 2011 with Rooney Mara. And Interview with a Vampire with Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt. I freaking love that movie so much. I love the books too. I don't know. Those are my comfort movies. It's like kind of a weird, selection, but, yeah, that's me. So, and then book, I don't think I could say. I have books that I really love. But it's almost like I read so much that I feel like it's a disservice to, like, just choose one. I guess I could, I have some favorite authors. Otessa Moshfegh is one. She has this incredible book called My Year of Rest and Relaxation that I really love. Who else? I don't know. That's, like, just who I've been reading recently in terms of, like, contemporary stuff. I love people like Hilton Ahls, and Wayne Questenbaum. A lot of this is, like, sort of experimental nonfiction fiction, creative nonfiction, maybe you would call it. Yeah, that's the answer I'm gonna stick with for right now. I hope that was satisfying. Okay, next. Let's see here. Okay, how did you start, or how'd you get the idea, and what inspired it to make these videos? How did I start? Well, so when I'm not doing this stuff, when I'm not doing ASMR videos, I work in a adjacent industry where I produce audio, basically, in my day job. I'm on the creative side. I'm on the, like, writing side of that. And, yeah, I don't know. We just, at where I work, we started working with people who are in the ASMR community. And, seeing what they did and seeing, like, these huge followings that they had just from these, like, videos that they did with their voice, like, it was so fascinating to me. And it was a world that, like, I hadn't really, known existed. Like, I definitely dabbled in, like, role-playing and, like, fan fiction and stuff when I was younger. So this seemed like a natural extension of that and something that I had enjoyed doing as a younger person. And, I always I knew that I had a unique voice in the sense that, as a woman and, just as a person, I knew that my voice was not typical for someone like me. And so, yeah, I had the audio set up. Like, I had, you know, this microphone, and I have, you know, audio editing skills. And like I said, I write in my job. I write creatively for this company. And so it all kind of just made sense to try it. And that's all it was. I wanted to try it. I wanted to just see if it was stimulating to me, like, creatively. And I wanted to see if there was a response to it. And I wanted to just kind of understand this community a bit better. So that's how I got started. And what inspired me to make these videos, I think, was just seeing how much good they do for people. Like, I spent a lot of time researching the ASMR community and just listening and... Oh, there's a train going by. That's annoying. Sorry, I live really close to a train track, so sometimes I hear... Sometimes I have to stop recording because a big train will go by. Anyway, yeah, I was really inspired, I think, by how much good videos and audios like mine seemed to be doing for people. I really loved reading comments of, you know, people on other creators' works that said things like, this is, like, so comforting to me, this means so much to me, this, like, helps me sleep at night, this helps me feel less alone, like... That felt really meaningful to me. And I think, you know, I am always looking for, I don't know, like, doing something meaningful, right? Because it's really hard sometimes, I think, in our work, you know, our day jobs, to kind of find that meaning and to feel like we're doing something that is really helpful to people, actually. So yeah, that was kind of what inspired me. Okay, next. What do you like to do in your free time? Well, I kind of answered this with, you know, I read a lot, I watch movies, I game. I am a big bike rider. I'm pretty much riding my bike constantly. I also, I'm a musician, and so... I don't know, like, between all of those things, like, I'm kind of just always doing something, like, yeah, listening or making music, watching movies, reading, playing video games. I do enjoy traveling and camping, particularly, I really like. So, yeah, I don't know, that's kind of what I'm typically doing. If I'm at home... doing that kind of stuff. If I'm, like, out, you know, I'm maybe camping with friends or, I don't know, like, going to parks and things of that nature. Okay, next question. What is your favorite cheesy pickup line? That's tough. I don't know. I think that... I like the cheesier the better, you know, because, like, when it's obvious that someone is being cheesy and they're doing it on purpose, then you can kind of laugh about it and joke with them a little. But when it's not so obvious, then it's like, this is awkward. So, I don't know. I have to say I love the classic, how does it go? What is it? It's like, are you an angel because you fell from heaven? Is that what it is? No, wait. Hold on. I have to look it up because I can't remember. Something about, let's see, cheesy pickup line, angel wings. Are you an angel? Because this must be heaven. I don't know. That actually doesn't sound like the one I'm thinking of. I don't know. I'm, like, reading these. Okay, yeah. Is there an angel missing in heaven? Because I see one right in front of me. I like that one. I like that one because, I don't know. It's stupid. Like, what does an angel look like, you know? Anyway, That's probably my favorite. Next. Okay. What is your love language? I'm big on physical affection. Like, I kind of need that constant physical reminder from my partners. I need, like, and that's not to say I have multiple partners. I just mean in general. Yeah, I just need that. I need a lot of physical touch. I need a lot of, like, kind of playfulness or, like, that kind of, like, romantic teasing I really like. And I think that probably comes through in my audio. So, yeah. On the flip side, though, like, in terms of, like, what kind of love language I tend to give, I think I give a lot. I give a lot of physical attention, but I also give a lot of, what's it called? Like, acts of service. Like, I love cooking for my partner. I love, you know, like, running errands and, like, doing things for them. Like, I don't know. It's just something to me that feels really intimate and really special. So, yeah. And next question. If you had to get a tattoo today, what would you get? Plot twist. I have 6 tattoos. So if I had to get one today, gosh, I've always wanted to get, I've always wanted, like, I think, like, a snake. I know that sounds, like, kind of silly, but I don't know, like, where I'm from, like, rattlesnakes are, like, big, and they're a thing that I grew up with, and so, I don't know, I've always kind of resonated with a rattlesnake, and I would probably get a snake, like, on my arm, like, not wrapped around my arm, you know, but, like, just, like, on my upper forearm, maybe. That's probably what I would do. Okay, moving right along, let's see. Next question is, I'm gonna read this out loud. I have been considering starting a similar journey. Any tips for a guy that is wondering how it could be to make similar content, but M4F? Not as a profession, since I think the female public for this content is smaller, but just to have fun and hopefully help people get through some shit like you do to me. Thanks a lot, by the way. Aww, that's so sweet. Thank you so much. I love knowing that I help people get through shit because you guys help me get through shit too, so it's mutual. Okay. Tips for a guy that is wondering how it would be to make similar content, but male for female. Honestly, maybe I'm wrong on this, but, like, from my research, I feel like there's a lot more female listeners who are interested in hearing male voices. And maybe that's a difference of, like, the platform. Like, maybe on YouTube there are more male listeners looking for female voices, but, like, on TikTok and there's, like, some websites where this is kind of a thing that are mostly women looking for male voices, especially, like, boyfriend experiences. So honestly, I feel like you're at the, like, you have an advantage being a guy who is trying to make that content. I think it's just a matter of, like, figuring out where that audience is for you, because it might not be YouTube. But you can always use YouTube as a way, you know, YouTube can sometimes be a way to, like, get people to another platform, right? So I think I would, my biggest tip there would be to find where that audience is. And I do think TikTok's a big one. And I also think, like, there's some websites, like I said, like Quinn, for example, that does that kind of thing, that's mostly male voices for female listeners. But yeah, in terms of starting that journey, God, you just have to do it. Like, I know that's not the most helpful thing to hear, but, like, you kind of just have to, just don't think too much about, like, the details, and, like, don't be too much of a perfectionist for those first few videos. Like, just make it happen. Just bring it into the world, and then you can focus later on refining it and making it better. But I think it's, like, that's the first really hard step, is actually saying, you know what, I'm gonna sit down, or whatever, and I'm going to record this. Like, I'm going to record my first episode. I would say once you get that done, then it's just about forming a habit. And doing it frequently. Like, I try to have days of the week that I set time aside specifically to think about or record or edit audio and all that stuff. It's almost like you have to treat it like a job. You said you wanted to do it just to have fun. And so disregard everything I just said about it being like a job. If you're just doing it for fun, do what you want. Like, don't worry too much about, like, oh, is this idea gonna bring in enough listeners? Or like, oh, do enough people want to hear this kind of topic? Or, you know, do what feels good to you, because that's what's gonna sound the most authentic. That's something that I learned too, of like, you know, early on, I kind of tried to experiment with a few different genres almost, and that's kind of how I landed on Tomboy Audios, because I realized, like, it was hard and it wasn't very authentic to try to make something that wasn't me, you know? Like, the Tomboy Audios work well for me because it's my voice lends itself to that, my personality generally lends itself to that. So it was like, there was a lot less friction and a lot less work that I had to do, to make Tomboy Audios sound authentic. So yeah, that's the answer to that. Let's see, what else do we have here? Hey Alex, congrats on this personal milestone. Thank you. I just wanted to know if you are ever going to steer away from Tomboy Audios because the limited amount of scripts for said audios. The answer to this is no. I am not going to steer away from Tomboy Audios. And kind of like with the answer I just gave, that's because it's what I do authentically and it's what I enjoy doing. In terms of scripts, I write all of my own scripts. And actually, to be completely honest, I improv every single episode. So a lack of scripts is not really an issue for me. Basically, you know, when I start production on an episode, I have like, oh, there's that damn train again. Okay, it's gone. I start with an idea, something like, let's say the cuddling with your tomboy roommate, right? I start with that and I just kind of keep that idea in my head. Sometimes I'll like kind of have specific, you know, points that I want to hit in the episode. So I'll try to, you know, make sure that I, while I'm improvising, that I get to a certain place or I say like a very particular line. But for the most part, I wing it totally. And I think that helps a lot too with like sounding authentic and sounding natural. Because otherwise, I don't know, like I personally am not a fan of like when it sounds too acted, almost like too professional, it like loses a lot of the immersion for me. Yeah, so the answer to that question is no, I will not steer away from Tomboy Audios because one, I love them, two, I think I'm pretty good at them, and three, I think that the world needs more tomboys, so yeah. Okay, moving right along, we are flying through these, which is really great. And by the way, if you wanted to ask a question and you didn't get a chance to, no worries. I'm sure I'm going to do another one of these for 10K subscribers. So you should not have to wait too long for that. Okay. Next question. I'm curious to know, what's your all-time favorite book or book series? Okay, I kind of covered this before, but, you know, I'm, like, sitting in front of my bookcase, And I'm looking over at it, and I'm wondering if... You know, I really like Dune as a series. I really like Game of Thrones as a series. I've read, like, all of them, plus the Fire and Blood, which I really liked. I don't know, it's so hard to say. Like, I also read a lot of comic books. Like, I'm a big comic book fan. And I love, love, love some of the Tim Sale and Jeff Loeb Batman series. So those are the books that are, like, The Long Halloween, Haunted Night, and what's the third one called? I can't remember, but yeah. I'm gonna say those for book series. Those are my top picks. And okay, let's see. Next we have, do you have any words of motivation and or wisdom for guys like me hoping to one day find the loving tomboy girlfriend of their dreams? Aww. Yeah, I do. I do have advice. And that advice is to, one, just be yourself, no matter what. And this, I guess this doesn't really pertain to getting a tomboy girlfriend, but just to find a partner in life. I think it's absolutely paramount that you be true to yourself, because when you start trying to please someone, when you start trying to, I don't know, mold yourself into something you're not because you think they'll like you better that way, it never works out. It's not good. I think that it's a disservice to yourself, and no partner is worth being untrue to yourself. In terms of finding a tomboy girlfriend, I don't know. I guess you just have to hang out where tomboys hang out, you know? Let's see, where would that be? I don't know. I mean, tomboys play sports. Tomboys go to the movies a lot. I don't know. You can't really say, you know, tomboys are not a monolith, so it's hard to say. It's hard to say where you might find one, but in terms of like getting a tomboy girlfriend, I think tomboys. I mean, again, this is not, this doesn't apply to everyone. This just kind of is from my own experience. Tomboys don't want to be judged. We don't want to be prejudged, our abilities specifically, in society. I think a lot of us are looking for equal treatment and equal, wanting to carry an equal load, I guess, is how I would describe it. Like, I am not someone who is, you know, dainty in any way, but I am a fairly petite person. Like, I am a small human, but I work out a lot and I, like, feel like I'm very strong. And I want that to be reflected by, like, I want the people in my life or the people I meet in everyday situations to see that and respect that. Like, I don't want to be seen as incapable or, I don't know, like, weak or, I don't know what it is. You know, it's like, I want to be seen as equal and as equally capable. And again, that's not really, like, I don't know if that's, like, a tomboy thing or maybe just a me thing, but, like, just because they're a tomboy, that doesn't mean that they don't want to be treated well or, you know, pampered or spoiled or, like, whatever, you know? Like, I think it's about honoring each person's individuality and not applying societal, like, expectations on them, if that makes sense. Maybe that's a little too deep, and maybe, I don't know. I just feel like there you could go for so long into, you know, studying and talking about, like, gender and the way that tomboys see themselves in society, but... and why they're appealing, like why they're appealing, especially to guys, you know, like why are tomboys so appealing? I don't know. You know, that's not really an answer. I don't really have an answer to that, but yeah. So sorry to the person that asked this question. I think I kind of botched it, but, yeah, there it is. That's my answer. okay, this is the last question. Let's go. This person says, I've been wondering what your profile pic is. Is it a picture of yourself? Is it a random pic you got off the internet? Is it AI-generated Alex? fair question. I've actually been thinking I might want to rebrand the way that, the profile picture and, like, the banners and stuff look, because I made those, like, day one when I started this journey, so, yeah, it's a AI-generated image. It's from, well, is ArtBreeder AI? I don't know if it is. Anyway, it's from ArtBreeder, and, yeah, it's, like, kind of an amalgamation of myself and, I don't know, like, just kind of the idea of me, of Alex, the ASMR girlfriend, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, I didn't want to put a picture of myself directly, and I also, at the time, I didn't really know how to, like, I don't know, I didn't know any artists, really, who could do something, like, create me, like, a visual persona for Alex, as a character, you know, as a, the person behind this channel. But yeah, so I used ArtBreeder to kind of make a very similar version to myself. So yeah, that's what that is. But yeah, it has like a particular, like, to me, it looks a little uncanny valley. Like it looks like it's like AI generated. So I don't know. I think I might change it soon. If anyone has any ideas, definitely let me know, because yeah, I don't know. I mean, like a lot of other ASMR people, they have like, you know, anime characters or like art, like drawings of their, you know, sort of personas. And I think I need to probably do that at some point. So yeah, if anyone knows any artists that you think would be really good at making something that represents, you know, me and this channel, let me know, because that would be really awesome, so. Okay, oh my goodness, my voice is tired, my throat is tired from talking so much. I think that's it, that's all the questions, that we have for the moment. Yeah. Big, big thank you to everyone, to you if you're listening, to you who submitted questions, to you who subscribed to my channel, to you who are patrons. It's just, I know I've said it before, but it's just beyond me. Like, it's just, I'm in disbelief still about all of this, and the fact that I am really close to being able to do this full time. I'm not quite there yet, especially with having my channel demonetized by YouTube, but I am close, and that is my goal now, is to do this all the time. So, just know that you are a part of that. You are literally making that a possibility for me, and I cannot thank you enough. I mean, seriously, it's from the absolute bottom of my heart. So, thank you guys for listening so much, and, yeah, I will see you soon. New episodes coming as always, and yeah, don't be afraid to you know, leave a comment with suggestions or comments or whatever you want. This is a community as far as I'm concerned, and so I always love hearing from you guys. Okay, that's all from me. I hope you have a good day, and talk soon. Bye.